The U.S. Report.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, what is this business about? I don't quite understand Donald Trump and arming teachers.
Yeah, the president said he thinks some teachers could be armed, legal to carry weapons concealed for the defense of their schools. He hastened to add, not all teachers. He said only those who are comfortable with the idea would be trained to handle weapons properly and well. Well, of course, there's some controversy for that. Some politicians and some teachers have already said that's a terrible idea. One New York politician said it would only put more guns in the schools. Another said, well, duh, that's kind of the point. Like putting police with guns in the schools, the idea is self-defense. So they asked teachers about it. One teacher in Utah, Casey Hansen, said carrying a concealed weapon in school was more of a solution than hiding in a corner and waiting. A Texas teacher, Tara Bordeaux, said she lacks the instincts of a law enforcement officer and she can't see herself carrying in class. And so, you know, Trump would have said, then you wouldn't be one who carries one. So it's an interesting question. I mean, the real issue is, how do we make the schools safer?
Yeah, I said earlier today, I think there's got to be some debate about this Second Amendment, because in many ways that was crafted at the beginning of the nation when, in fact, they wanted, they couldn't afford to arm the quote-unquote army, and so they had a civic army and people had to buy their own guns. Therefore, you had a right to bear guns. The Second Amendment could be altered to simply say that approved people have a right to bear guns, bear arms, and you'd overcome the problem.
It won't fly. Won't fly in this country at all for this reason. The militia is actually defined as every able-bodied man and woman in America who is a citizen.
Right.
The idea was that when they wrote that, they didn't trust the government they were forming, or any other government for that matter, to protect the rights of individual people to freedom and liberty.
Mm.
So they said every citizen has a right to be armed in case a militia must be formed. And they're not talking about a government army. They're talking about a citizen's militia to overthrow their own government if necessary.
Well explained. Well explained. Just a quick one before you go about Billy Graham.
Well, Billy Graham will get the rare, extremely rare honor of lying in repose at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda next week, February 28th and March 1st. It's the first time it's happened since Rosa Parks back in 2005. He's known as America's pastor. He'll be there and he'll be laid to rest March 2nd. At the foot of a cross-shaped walkway at his worldwide headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Extraordinary. Well done. Extraordinary and much deserved. Well done, Harley. Have a wonderful weekend. See you next week. Harley in the United States of America.